Hi, I'm Andrew, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Commonwealth Bank's Home Buying Know-How. In this episode, I'll be looking at taking the big step, the buying process, applying for your home loan, legal dealings, insurance, all that sort of thing. Let's start with what you can expect to be asked when you apply for your home loan. All home loan application forms will want to know what your earning ability is versus your ongoing debts and how good you are at servicing them. Not to mention saving money. You'll be asked to produce your last 3 months of credit card statements, your last 3 months of savings and investment statements, recent payslips and details of your employment, plus details of any additional earnings. You'll also need to declare your regular outgoings and, as mentioned in episode number 2, outstanding loans. And don't forget that the home loan lender will do a credit check on you, so it's best not to default on any bills or payments at all. The other thing you'll need to think about is conveyancing. Basically, conveyancing is the process where contracts are checked and properties are transferred from one party to another. Firstly, the sales contracts will be prepared by the seller's solicitor or conveyancer and then given to your solicitor or conveyancer to ensure everyone agrees with it. If there are any issues, it will be amended between the two parties until everyone's happy. This means that at about the same time you start looking at homes and loans, you should also start looking for a solicitor or a conveyancer. So what are the pros and cons of each? Well, in general, solicitors will cost the most out of these options. That's because they can also give you other legal advice if you want it. The second alternative, going through a conveyancer, won't cost as much, but you will only have conveyancing procedures available to you. There are also a range of DIY conveyancing kits available, but you will need to have a lot of spare time and feel confident with legal matters to use one. If you get it wrong, the outcome can be more than you bargained for. And that's it? Not really. There's also building insurance to factor in, as many lenders won't give you a home loan without it. The insurance will need to take effect from the date of settlement, so start shopping around for the best cover to suit your requirements and budget. That brings us to the end of our fourth episode. I'm Andrew, and I look forward to joining you for the next episode of the Commonwealth Bank's Home Buying Know-How, where we cover the final stages of buying. Bye for now.